Welcome to the fourth episode of About Cities. In this episode, we'll continue our journey exploring the city of Toronto. Continuing from where we left off with the name of Toronto, as you may already know, there are many ways to say the name of Toronto. I say it Toronto, but most people living in Toronto and coming from Toronto would say Toronto. So just a heads up if you're planning to visit. And also there are many nicknames for the city. I will name a few because they've become really famous in the recent years. I'm sure you're familiar with the Six, as Drake likes to call it, T.O., Hogtown, the Big Smoke, and Queen City, referring to Queen Street, which is one of my favorite streets in the city. Now let's get a brief overview of Toronto's history. We can depict a lot of the history of Toronto in the land acknowledgement that the city makes, which states that it is on the traditional territory of many nations, including the Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples, and is now home to many diverse First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples. This means and reflect on the fact that Toronto has been inhabited by the Indigenous people for the past 10,000 years, before the European settlers started arriving there. And among the first Europeans to arrive in Toronto area were the French explorer Étienne Brûlé and Samuel de Champlain, who established trade and cultural connections there. In the 1790s, the British began to settle Toronto and built the garrison, which became Fort York, at the entrance to Toronto Harbour. The British, who controlled Canada, established the town of York in 1793 on the northwestern shore of Lake Ontario. It became then the capital of Upper Canada in 1796. But during the War of 1812 between the United States and Britain, York was captured and burned by the American forces. After the war, the city was rebuilt and continued to grow. And in 1834, York was officially incorporated as the City of Toronto. The mid-19th century saw a significant wave of immigration, including the Irish immigrants fleeing the Great Famine and African-American refugees escaping slavery in the United States via the Underground Railroad. In the 20th century, Toronto underwent some transformative changes, emerging as a key economic, cultural, and political center in Canada. The city attracted so many immigrants from around the world, fostering a diverse and multicultural population, making it one of the most diverse cities in the globe. I've witnessed the evolution of the skyline of Toronto in the past 10 years, and if you look at the before and after photos, you would be shocked. And Toronto has three iconic sports teams that have significantly contributed to the essence of the city. Starting with the Toronto Raptors, who won the NBA championship in 2019, the Toronto Blue Jays, holders of two World Series titles in baseball, and the Toronto Maple Leafs in hockey. Now let's move to the fun stuff. The top 5 foods to try in Toronto. In Toronto, you can basically try every cuisine because of the diverse nature of this city. But a must try, in my opinion, is the poutine, the butter tarts, the pancakes with maple syrup, beaver tails, and of course the pea meal bacon sandwich from the St. Lawrence Market. Now, if you're planning to visit the city, I would recommend some famous landmarks, starting with the CN Tower, the most famous landmark in Toronto, which you can find on every postal card. I highly recommend visiting it and going up around sunset time so that you can see the city both in daylight and at night, because it's really amazing. And you have the option to also dine there in the 360 rotating restaurant to experience the city from different angles. You have to also visit Dundas Square, which is the mini Times Square, and Nathan Phillips Square, which includes the Toronto sign, and continue walking along Queen Street and then party in the King West area in downtown. Another famous landmark to visit is Casa Loma, which is a historic castle and museum with great interiors. If you have extra time or if you live in Toronto, I recommend doing the escape game they have there. It's pretty fun. At the end, if you're into museums, then you have multiple options, but my favorites are the ROM and the AGO, as well as the Aga Khan Museum, which is newer, but a little bit outside the city center. And for walks, I would highly recommend walking in the Distillery District, exploring that area, which was originally the site of the Goodenham and Wurtz Distillery, once the largest distillery in the British Empire, and also exploring the waterfront. We've reached the end of our episode about Toronto. I hope you enjoyed it and you learned something new about this beautiful city, and hope to see you in the next episode covering a new, different city.